Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibromax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibromax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't miss the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 3rd through the 5th at the Amarillo Civic Center. Now kick the tires on the latest equipment brands such as John Deere, Vermeer, Kloss, and Polaris. Explore hundreds of exhibits showcasing equipment, seed, implements, irrigation, ag services, and more. Plus, experience more shopping opportunities than ever before. Free parking and admission at the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, the premier farm show for High Plains agriculture. Visit Amarillo Farm.
Well, regulatory actions from the Environmental Protection Agency are usually turned away by farmers and ranchers and usually not welcome sometimes. I had the opportunity to visit with Rod Snyder. He's a former EPA advisor who talked a little bit about the organization, and he says that his advisory role was to make sure that farmers' voices were heard in the discussion.
Well, for starters, EPA has a really important role that I used to sit in, the agriculture office, the ag advisor that reports directly to the head of the agency. I presume that will happen in the next administration as well, that makes sure that farmers' voices are heard in the discussion and that farmers have a seat at the table. It's critically important that farm groups be involved in rulemaking and providing comment and providing feedback. And secondly, EPA also plays a really critical role in supporting the industry because the agency approves all of the new tools and products, crop protection tools that come to market. If that work were to stop, it would really bottleneck a lot of the future innovation in American agriculture.
He believes that to rebuild trust in the EPA and other institutions, it's important to demystify science to the average person.
Well, in some ways, it's demystifying science. It's making it more accessible to average people that don't have advanced degrees, and also just rebuilding trust in institutions. I think it's important that when EPA speaks on an issue or USDA speaks on an issue, that that those types of messages be accepted by the public. If we lose that, I worry about the ability to defend a lot of the practices and technology that farmers across the country utilize on a day-to-day basis. So let's all work together to make sure that those institutions remain trusted and that the science is understood.
To hear my complete conversation with EPA's Rod Snyder, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, good news when it comes to drought across the state in the latest drought monitor. According to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought at 0%, unchanged for this year. Extreme drought or worse also at 0, which is unchanged for the past 2 weeks. Severe drought or worse conditions have decreased 1.85%, which is down from last week's 9.38. Moderate drought or worse conditions also decreasing to 17.90%, down from 47.05% last week. Big drop there. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions decreasing to 52.78%, down from last week's 81.78%. According to the 6 to 10 day rain schedule, southern half of the map leaning towards a 33 to 40% chance of rain for Oklahoma through November the 30th. Most of the state's northern half about a 40 to 50% chance of rain, except for the northwestern corner of the Panhandle. They have about a 50 to 60% chance of rain through that November 30th date. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that every cattle ranch plays a pivotal role in nourishing our communities. With every animal raised, you're not just ensuring a steady food supply, you're bringing quality and care to every table. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.